This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta faces a longer road ahead than other areas of the state and country before it can reach herd immunity against COVID-19 through vaccinations. As KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports, it's because the region has a young population.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is on a mission to get every eligible person in the region vaccinated against COVID-19 as soon as possible. YKHC opened vaccinations to the general population in mid-January. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's lead infectious disease expert, told the New York Times that from 70 to 90% of the U.S. population will need to be vaccinated against COVID to stop the virus's transmission. But under current guidelines, a large portion of the population is too young to receive a vaccine. The two vaccines with emergency use authorization in the U.S. are not approved for children. The Pfizer vaccine is approved for people age 16 and older, the Moderna vaccine for people age 18 and older. According to U.S. Census data, about a quarter of both the nation's and Alaska's population is too young to be vaccinated. And that percentage of young people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is even higher. It's nearly 40% of the region's population. The percentage varies from village to village. Dr. Ellen Hodges, chief of staff for YKHC, says in some communities, half the population is too young for vaccination. But that could change in the coming months. Both Moderna and Pfizer have begun clinical trials to test their COVID vaccines in children. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next, in travel. Grant Aviation has been sold to a Seattle-based investment firm. The new owner, Westward Partners, invests in lower middle market companies in the northwestern United States and western Canada. According to its website, the firm manages $125 million in assets and has acquired 20 companies in the past decade. A press release from Grant says the new ownership will not change the company's operations, employees, or management. The acquisition comes as Grant prepares to celebrate its 50th year serving communities primarily in southwest Alaska and the Aleutian chain. Next, in fishing. Alaska's plan to pay out nearly $50 million to the fishing industry for pandemic relief has been approved by the federal government. A $2.5 million pot of money is reserved for rural households that had pandemic-related problems accessing subsistence fisheries. Applications will be accepted during a two-month window that opens March 1st. Payments could come as early as June. The money comes from the original CARES Act that Congress passed last year. More than $17 million will go to commercial fishermen, $13 million for sport and charter guides, and nearly $500,000 for Alaska's aquaculture businesses. Commercial applicants will need to show that the COVID-19 pandemic caused them at least a 35% loss in revenue last year. The program was developed by the state, but it's being administered by the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission. NOAA Fisheries approved the plan this week. The money comes from $300 million set aside for the nationwide fishing industry announced last May. Next, in fitness. You may soon be able to sweat it out at the Bethel Fitness Center in person, if you have been vaccinated, that is. After 4 months of closure, the city of Bethel plans to reopen the facility on Monday, city manager Pete Williams confirmed in a phone call yesterday. He also said the YK Fitness Center director Stacy Reardon will be releasing more details about the reopening later today. And finally, over the past week, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has announced 35 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. It also announced one Bethel hospitalization. Last week, YKHC announced 34 new cases of COVID-19 and one death. The region's case rate has been drastically lower in the past 2 weeks than at its peak. Since March, 4,898 people in the region have tested positive for COVID-19. 23 have died. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.